This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. Defense Secretary Mark Esper lashed out at Turkey on Thursday for its invasion of northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
Yesterday, President Trump said he's lifting sanctions on Turkey after it agreed to a ceasefire.
Turkey has done what we've asked him to do.
Today in Brussels, Esper took a different tone.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation,
calling it an unwarranted invasion that jeopardizes gains made against Islamic State fighters. Ahead of meeting with his Turkish counterpart at NATO headquarters, Esper said Turkey's moving in the wrong direction.
We see them spinning closer into Russia's orbit than into the Western orbit.
And says it needs to again become a responsible ally. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
One of President Donald Trump's key allies in the U.S. Senate, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, has introduced a resolution to condemn House Democrats for the impeachment proceedings against the president. Graham said that 41 Republican members of the Senate are co-sponsors of his bill. The South Carolina Republican said the current proceedings are a danger to the U.S. presidency.
We believe that a lot of people want to get Trump, and they don't give a damn about how they get him. I'm not telling you what he did or didn't do. I'm telling you what they're doing in the House is dangerous for the country.
The resolution calls on the House to hold a vote to open an official impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said that such a vote is not necessary under the Constitution and House rules. The impeachment inquiry centers on Trump's decision to withhold nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine for several months, whilst he and some of his aides pushed Kiev to open investigations that would benefit him politically. It's against U.S. law to solicit help from foreign governments to interfere in a U.S. election.